Uh-oh. Where'd my music go?
I'm
confused.
Burning up.
Yeah, that's not what we're supposed to do, but that's okay.
Burning, oh, 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 quiet fire.
Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. It's kind of the way my day has gone. I mean, I'm not going to complain. I've had a great day. I've accomplished a lot of things that I've needed to get done for many, many, many months. And in addition to taking care of some client needs, etc. Now, for me, I have a new producer working the boards tonight. Nothing wrong. He's a good guy. He's been here before, knows what he's doing. He just doesn't know my programming and what I do. I always open with the same music. Do what we have to do. Don't worry about that. Had to improvise. Rock and roll with it, man. And, you know, the piece that you heard, the opening, was the lovely Melody Gardot. And we'll do some of her stuff another time. But that's life. Anyway, good evening and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, I think. And you're listening to us live on this 12th day of June, an unbelievable day around the world, 2011, right here, Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, this has been interesting. I mean, we've got, you know, the so-called bullseyes are not smiling. Wait a minute, is that to do with Wall Street? Or, oh, that's Irish eyes are not smiling. Well, it doesn't matter. Ireland's debt is now called junk. It has wiped out the market's gains, the Dow dropping 59 points to close at 12,447. NASDAQ down 21, ending their day at 2782. S&P 500 off another nearly a half a point, down a half a percent, down 6 at 1314. Even the global Dow down another 19 tonight. And yet in the aftermarket, gold is up $5 at $1,567. Oil, for some strange reason, is down 90 cents at $96.53. I guess that means, you remember when oil started to, was it going crazy after the Fukushima, the thing in Japan? Oil all of a sudden started dropping a little bit because they said, well, those people won't be using oil for a while. They won't be driving. Well, I guess the same thing could be said about Ireland now. I don't know. So, you know, the pigs are expanding their reach. Pigs meaning Portugal, Ireland, now Italy, so we get two I's in there. G for Greece, S for Spain. I suppose we could go a little Reagan-esque on us and call it the Pigs. Got to get Portugal in there somewhere. And as we talked with Bob during the last half an hour, what makes you think that America is going to miss this boat? This boat that is going to strike an iceberg in the middle of the night, and within 2.5 hours, a good percentage of all passengers on board are going to be D-E-D, dead. Well, that's D-A-I-D. Yeah, they're going to kick the bucket. One of the funniest scenes in a movie without a word being spoken. Near the opening scenes of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, Jimmy Durante has a car crash. He's laying on the mountainside, and as he gasps his last breath, his foot jerks out, and he kicks a bucket. Nothing said. It's just a visual. Well, that's the way comedy used to be done. Don't you remember guys like Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, Conklin, you know, guys like that. Fatty Arbuckle, he was a real funny guy. So that's kind of the nature of what we've been watching today. One guy says, maybe this is the best market timing system ever. I mean, get out of here. They're still trying to just sell a bill of goods to people. Wake up, smell the coffee. If you can't afford coffee, maybe you've got leftover grounds from yesterday. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments after a break.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. In fact, I'm a little groggy tonight, and my day's not going to end anytime soon. I've got much to do this evening, but I sometimes get caught up in the music, as many of you know. This particular piece you just listened to, a very mesmerizing piece, a very methodical, simple beat, a good heavy on the downbeat. Pianist, one Clint Eastwood, Carnegie Hall. Not a bad musician in his own right, and certainly a great lover of jazz. So, not in bad company. Let's take a look at some other interesting commentaries and headlines for the day. My eyes are fading, and so I will do my best. I like this one. Here's one of the typical ultimate threats emanating out of the orifices of the awful office, sometimes used to be known as the Oval Office. We now call it the Awful Office. Obama is now warning that Social Security checks might not be sent on August the 3rd. All this kind of junk is designed to do is to scare a constituency, those who are receiving socialist insecurity checks, to calling their congressman and say, why, Senator, why, Congressman, how could you possibly consider stopping my Social Security check? You know it's all I have to live on. Well, number one, whose damn fault is that? But this is exactly what Obama's using it for. He told CBS News that if the government defaults, he cannot guarantee those payments will be made. What if he said the same thing to the U.S. military that's wiping his butt all over this world? Now, Mitch McConnell has called for Congress to pass legislation authorizing Obama to make successive requests to increase the debt limit. So here we go. Let's just keep pushing that debt limit stuff. Of course, then you got that Republican idiot, Boehner, who has sought to reassure House Republicans that he at no time agreed to let taxes go up. Which way does it go, John? Yay or nay? I can't quite figure it out. Interesting. Of course, then there's that other character from Nevada. You know, Reed's Mormon. And of course, so is Mitch Romney. Mitt Romney, whatever his name is. And, of course, Romney purports to be a Republican. I say he's a rhino. And Reed, of course, purports to be a Democrat. I say he's just a dumb old crap. But they're both Mormons, LDS, Latter-day Saints. In my youth, which ended about 3 weeks ago, I used to call it Lost Disciples of Satan. But I don't want to offend. You know, look, I've got some very good friends who happen to be LDS Mormons. Some of them were excommunicated because they wouldn't go along with the game plan. And that needs to happen in every church in America. People need to stop going along with the game plan, stop supporting the 501c3 mess, because all they're doing is lining their own pockets and getting the government's permission to do that. So now we got Fed officials are splitting on further stimulus discussion, which means, you know what, QE3 is just around the corner, any cozy little corner. So Reid comes out and says that Obama should not use the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling. Now I think about, you know, LDS being, what's the proper word, ensconced in Nevada. Well, there was a guy up there one time named Howard Hughes. You know, hid behind closed doors, supposedly was a crazy man. Howard Hughes was a genius, a mad scientist type. Generally very brilliant. I look at my departed friend, Dr. William Donald Kelly, certainly a genius in his own right, very much the mad scientist in the latter part of his years. But Harry Reid's telling Obama not to use the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling. Oh, yeah, he's expressing his opposition to the move. Reid blamed Republicans for not being willing to compromise on the debt ceiling. Don't you love it? From day to day, nothing changes. They all point fingers at one another. Reid says that little Timmy Geithner is more solemn in his debt talks. Sure, he got caught with his pants down on national television Sunday admitting to the truth. And boy, the bad boys didn't want the truth out of the bag. Reid also, by the way, says he is open to Social Security changes in the deal. Well, the first change should be made is to make sure that Reid never gets a dime of it. He's already stealing plenty more. Hoyer has told the Republicans that's, Sonny Hoyer or Stenty Hoyer, whatever his name is, he's told the Republicans vote to raise the debt limit is no concession. He criticized Representative Cantor for claiming that support for a debt ceiling increase represented a Republican concession to the Democrats. Republicans and Democrats are in major agreements on the bill to reform flood insurance. Oh, my God, the Congress is going to get involved with another form of insurance. Huh. Yeah, here it is. Federal Reserve splits on whether more stimulus is needed. What is this? Senator Inhofe. James Inhofe, Republican from Oklahoma, has criticized Commerce nominee John Bryson for founding what he says is a radical environmental group. Probably is. That's the only type of people Obama goes after, the so-called radicals. I guarantee you, these are not free radicals. That's a dietitian's term. And so life goes on, my friends. Life most definitely goes on. Phoenix, Arizona, where I basically reside, has had a pretty healthy economic influx this past week with Major League Baseball in town for the All-Star break. And apparently the hotels are filled up, and the food and the wine and the drink and the mayhem and the merriment are flowing quite freely in Phoenix. So long as they bring their money, that's fine with me. Nothing's going to happen out of it, of course. The first not to be paid, according to my friend JP, said should be Congress and Obama's staff boys and girls. Then cut the defense budget, in my opinion. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thanks, JP. Glad to have you out there every night. Good deal. Rich, I got your message. Excellent. We'll deal with that when the time do come a little bit later. Well, where'd my notes go for tonight's show? Here they are. Some of it's economics, some of it's not. I think we've covered enough of the economics. Look, you've just had 4 hours of it with Robbie and then Bob on the Intel report last couple hours. We can take a little bit of a break from it, can't we? Please? Oh, yes, I'm going to have a tough time getting through this hour tonight, but I'll do it because I'm game. My friends, America is now facing its greatest crisis since the War of Northern Aggression. Greater than the Great Depression, greater than the market collapse of 29, greater than the New Deal, the Raw Deal, and all the rest of the deals put together. The Obama administration, Democrats in Congress, the left-wing media. Of course, the left-wing tells you it's the right-wing media, but you know it's all garbage. They're all in the process of shredding the Constitution and undermining the rule of law in order to transform America into a third world one-party state where the only organization that works well is their secret Polizei. The Republic Rat Party is so hopelessly impotent, the legal authorities remain willfully ignorant. Pretty simple. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to agree. You go do your own dang homework, but at least, surround yourself with people that have done the homework and have got what we believe are the answers. Barack Hussein Obama is an illegal resident of the White House. That, according to Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the Constitution and of the binding precedent of a lawsuit called Minor versus Happersett, which was conducted in this country in the year 1875. There is no ambiguity. Although those complicit in the fraud have deliberately provided information to mislead the American people, Members of Congress will not investigate allegations that Obama boldly presented on national television a forged certificate of live birth as an official record of his birth. They will not respond to evidence that Obama's Selective Service registration is also a forgery and that his Social Security number is illegal. Congress doesn't act because it has succumbed to political blackmail. For the same reasons, there is a conspiracy of silence that has spread throughout the federal government, the political establishment, the judicial system, the media, the law enforcement agencies. Members of our government have condoned a clear violation of the Constitution, ignored probably felonies. They've lied to the American people themselves. It's simple. We have a gangsta movement. Oh, gangsta government. Gangsta, you like that? Hey, baby, was you some kind of gangsta? G-A-N-G-S-T-A, gangsta. Sounds like a New Jersey black guy. I can tease you. Obama must not be permitted to enter another election cycle without his ineligibility and his alleged felonies being properly addressed. If not, both the Constitution and the rule of law will be rendered meaningless. Of course, there was this cat named Honest Abe, not Saltzman, Lincoln I'm talking about here. Lincoln said the American people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow those who pervert the Constitution. I've often been told I'm perverted. Some of you who know me well know that I am. I openly admit to being perverted. I learned two things in this life. Only two things. 5 years old, laying in a bed, my home. This is the home my mother and father and aunt and uncle bought together. We lived upstairs. My aunt and uncle and the little rugrats lived downstairs, my cousins. I lay in bed, ill, watching my father paint my bedroom. I snorted the fumes. I relished in it. But I watched him carefully, and I learned how to paint exceptionally well. I'm not talking Van Gogh or Picasso. I'm talking about walls here, you know, ceilings, trim. Cut the colors together, all that good stuff. And the only other thing I learned from him was many, many years later when I was somewhat grown. And he said, son, just because I got married doesn't mean I went blind. You kind of rookie, but you know kind of touchy. Reminds me, I haven't heard from Granny today. I hope she's doing all right. I better give her a call later. So Congress does not act because it has succumbed to political blackmail. For the same reasons, there is a conspiracy of silence that is spread throughout the federal government, the political establishment, the judicial system, the media, law enforcement. Members of our government have condoned a clear violation of the Constitution, ignored probably felonies, lied to the American people. We have a gangsta government. Obama must not be permitted to enter another election cycle without his ineligibility and his alleged felonies being properly addressed. Because if it is allowed, both the Constitution and the rule of law will be rendered meaningless. Abe said the American people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow those who pervert the Constitution. Seems to me I've done an awful lot of reading that Abe was a little perverted too. Abe perverted the Constitution. Simple. It is now not the time, but it is now the responsibility of American, ordinary American citizens to act. That's only if you want to preserve the Constitution upon which our liberties depended. constitutional conservatives might wish to consider adopting the words of one Samuel Adams, who stated, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Woo. Man, them words will rock you, huh? Rocky Bocky. Nationwide political insurgency must be launched in order to consider the... Wow, what did I do? I dropped four lines. I just nodded off. Woo. Nationwide political insurgency must be launched to counter the corruption in the political establishment. Liberal strongholds like major U.S. cities should be, for now, ceded to the opposition. Haven't they? Haven't they already been given up, given over to the liberals, the socialists, the illegals? We need to concentrate on gaining political control of areas containing the water supply, the food production, the power generation, the transportation hubs, and all those other areas close to military bases. If law enforcement's not available and there's a need to defend homes and families, extra food and water should be stockpiled, as well as the weapons and ammo that the law will permit. If law enforcement's not available and there's a need to defend homes and families, extra food and water should be stockpiled, as well as the weapons and ammo that the law will permit. Every effort needs to be made to funnel political funding away from candidates who are not constitutional conservatives. God, that one scares me. Isn't that what George Bush called himself? A national communications and information system free from the control of the mainstream media must be established. Regional political command and control centers will provide small expert teams to inform and train dispersed political units, which will have the capability of operating independently. Already existing religious networks could provide a starting point. According to Lawrence Sellin, he says, "We have petitioned for government for the redress of said grievances, but we have been ignored and misled." Huh. I did it again, didn't I? Woo! Oh, man. This should be real interesting. Have we begun to fight yet? Hell no. Will we? Doubtful. And now the end is near. We all must face the final curtain. You like to get a little trim every now and then, too, hippie, huh? Yes. Got a nice comment from Lynn. She says, "I for Obama's comments today, I'm wondering why people aren't calling him Barack Insane Obama. I say give the seniors a few unmanned drones in exchange, but bet the seniors would know where to aim them." But all the money is going into weapons and immoral wars on this planet, and he wants to threaten the most vulnerable in our society. Unbelievable. Stay with us. We'll be back if I can wake up. Other side of the break. Oh, that's your phone? I thought I heard jazz playing, man. Oh, that's okay. No, hey, next time put it up next to the mic and crank that stuff up. We love tunes around here. Oh, man, I really am hearing things. And I'm sitting there saying, man, I get off the air. I got about 5 or 6 hours worth of work to do tonight. I don't think I want to get 5 or 6 minutes done. Need to grab some food. Mama's out of town for 2 weeks. And my eldest granddaughter, my sweetie pie, is with her. But that's going to allow me to finish some painting around here and get some other stuff done that I've been trying to get done. Got real lucky today. I was out doing an errand, and my phone rang, and the guy said, I got a phone call from their number this morning. I didn't know what in the heck he was talking about, and then realized it's this dealer I've been trying to get a hold of. Not for gold and silver. It's a piece of furniture I found that I've been trying to find a way to negotiate to buy for about 3 weeks. It's built in 1875. It's a marvelous, marvelous piece. And I'm beginning to find a lot of American furniture built back then had secret compartments in them. Oh, yeah. I looked at a piece today that absolutely blew my mind. Little drop-down desk, and you drop it down, this little box opens up. And it's got, like, little shelves in it. You pull the shelves out, and there's secret drawers behind it. It's amazing. Anyway, I'm assuming we got to be at break time. My clock says 4:30. Yeah, oh, are you running the brakes? Oh, so who am I talking to, myself? Oh, okay, we've got to make sure that I can hear music so I know what's going on. Oh, okay, all right. So I should continue on, or am I... All right, I just didn't know where we're at here. Well, anyway, so that's the end of that nonsense, and we move on to the next stage of our life here. There's a new executive order out that there's been some discussion about. Executive Order 13575. Ever heard of it? Uncle Remus is doing it again. Executive Order 13575 is authorizing one Obama, Barack Insane Obama, or Uncle Remus, or whatever you want to call it. He's taken control of all aspects of food, energy, and get this, fiber in rural America. Now, this information came out about a week ago. But as I said to one of our listeners, Mike, through a series of emails, he kind of got down on my case because I'd not covered this issue, this martial law issue going on in Quartzsite, Arizona, which you have to realize this time of year is pretty vacant anyway. All the snowbirds have gone home. Obama is being referred to as an American Stalin because he's now seizing control of the food and the energy production. Think about that for a minute. You know, while most of us were growing up, I guess the last thing that any of us would have considered or been worried about is that my country would end during my lifetime. But that is precisely what is occurring. And recently, with more and more alacrity at the hands of U.S. dictator Barack Hussein Obama, his masters, his minions, and the always malleable and corrupt but Marxist-Leninist media who support the demise of our United States of America. Well, beginning by ramming Obamacare, which of course has nothing to do with health care, but everything to do with finding a new way to steal the people's money and provide Obama with total control down the throats of American citizens. Then they moved easily through his planned destruction of the residential real estate industry via the Democrat slush funds, Fannie and Freddie, while destroying as many middle-class jobs as was humanly possible. This dictator-in-chief has also been fervently working on the destruction of all, not just a few, mind you, but the destruction of all American citizens' constitutionally guaranteed liberties. How about the fast and furious Operation Gunwalker? It's been uncovered as an Obama holder planned and supported program. On the 24th of March 2009, Deputy Attorney General David Ogden held a press conference announcing an Obama plan to ostensibly catch Mexican drug cartels. You know, this all is very Nixonian. March the 23rd of 1970, whatever. John Dean, this smarmy looking, you know, he kind of reminded me of Addison Fitch in To Kill a Mockingbird, the Gregory Peck character. Nice little three-piece suit, his little tie, his little glasses, short little blonde hair with his hot babe, the Ice Queen, Maureen. Mo, she was known as. John Dean goes into Tricky Dick and says, Mr. President, we got a problem. Given what's going on in Washington, D.C. today, we are asking a lot of our own people to commit perjury who have never been forced into committing perjury before. And, of course, Dean was the rat that ratted on everybody. Mo just sat up there in the chair and everybody drooled over her. She had this, I remember the green outfit, hair tightly wrapped up, back of her head, a tight little bun. Yeah, definitely an Ice Queen looking thing. No emotion, didn't smile, didn't laugh. She just sat there and looked pretty hot. All the while knowing that her husband was ratting himself out of a job. You see, when you represent the individual who sits on the most powerful throne in the land, there's honor among thieves. You don't rat on each other. But John Dean felt that he was going to get caught with his hands in his own pockets, playing with himself. And therefore, he figured, I better spill the beans. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to be somebody's new girlfriend. Of course, in real life, they don't call it girlfriend. They call it B-I-T. Well, you figured out. So this guy, Ogden, holds a press conference announcing an Obama plan to catch Mexican drug cartels. So, you know, a whole bunch of guns go into the wrong hands, some of which may or may not have been used to kill an American Border Patrol agent. They've lied through their teeth. Now we're finding little by little recordings, wiretaps, etc. I just flew off the handle again. Holder with a video on YouTube admitting to the fact that they did this stuff. Now remember, the alleged actual reason for the program, this Gunwalker program, was to force gun shop owners to work with the ATF and providing with them with guns to sell, and then betraying them by blaming them for selling drugs to cartels. Oh, God. Here we go again. This is Oliver North and Ronald Reagan all over again. Think about it. Now, after all this happened, Obama believed he would be able to eliminate the Second Amendment under a false emergency. And although the plan was discovered and brought to the attention of the public, Obama is still working on the Second Amendment's destruction. His secretary, Jay Carney, no relation to Jim, I don't believe, announced just yesterday that Obama would enact, quote, some executive orders to enact federal government gun control. Executive order to enact federal gun control? The only kind of a gun control that I know of that works is with a finger squeezed firmly on the trigger. That's my idea of gun control. If you haven't figured it out, ladies and gentlemen, this bum has destroyed our economy. He and the other congressional Marxist-Leninists on both sides of the aisle. They're now calling for shared sacrifice from the American people. Of course, that sacrifice will never apply to Obama and his wife and the lovely little kitties and the mother-in-law that lives on the taxpayers' dole in the White House. you think Obama makes her dress up like Hattie McDaniel and Gone with the Wind and walk up and down the stairs saying, yes or no, sir?
I don't know nothing about birth and no babies, Miss Scarlett.
Think about it. You got to insert a little bit of humor into this because it's just going to make you sick. Obama calling for shared sacrifice? This cat ain't never sacrificed nothing. He done clumbed his way up the success ladder. I know the proper use of the words. He climbed all the way up the success ladder. Or maybe he was prodded with an electric cattle prod. Another of the atrocities Dictator-in-Chief Obama has ordered includes electrical meters permitting American citizens only the federal government's idea of allowable energy, right? So-called smart meters. Then the first wave have now been installed in Marxist California. If the Obama government does not like the amount of energy you're using or use specifically, it can, will, and stop your energy flow. Can retrainment educating camps now be far off? It's amazing. Now, Obama's not always had an easy time gaining congressional approval, specifically for his cap and trade proposal. Already has unconstitutionally again bypassed Congress and established via executive fiat his personal cap and trade endeavor by assigning the EPA all clout to regulate any and all emissions that the tyrants wants controlled. By design and appropriate planning, the Obama Syndicate. And that's what it is. It is not an administration. It's a syndicate. They've ordered that the U.S. Border Patrol ease up on stopping illegals from entering the United States versus its southern border. You don't believe me? Read. U.S. Border Patrol has been ordered to ease up on their enforcement efforts? By design and appropriate planning, the Obama Syndicate has ordered that all U.S. Border Patrol ease up on stopping illegals from entering the U.S. by its southern border. Allowing foreign invaders to enter and cause havoc in another country, our country. That's another treason that Obama can add to his growing belt. He and his Department of Justice are responsible for allowing or disallowing the TSA from screening Muslims. Another almost disaster is a stun gun that was discovered on United Airlines Flight 944 flying from Chicago to Frankfurt, Germany last Friday, the 8th of July, and diverted to Cleveland. Called an unruly passenger, Salah Ali S. Al-Ramakh of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, was causing quite a stir on the plane. He pushed a flight attendant, repeatedly used disallowed electronic devices. Was reported to have been yelling and shouting, but curiously, he was not arrested until Monday after Al-Ramakh was taken into custody. A stun gun was apparently found on his seat. Is this another example of Obama's TSA groping and intimidating only Caucasian adults and children and allowing Muslims to pass through without any airport screening whatsoever? You betcha. And yet now the Obama cabal appears to be placing the final nail in our coffin with the issuance of White House Executive Order 13575, Obama is taking control of all aspects of food, energy, and fiber in rural America, the areas that did not vote for Obama. You understand my English? Did not vote for Obama. Never will, never can do, etc. It's amazing. What are they going to do? Obama now effectively controls our ability to eat and use electricity. Will Congress ever step up and stop these atrocities and treasons committed by the tyrant? The answer appears to be a resounding no. Or more importantly, hell no. The exception of what we hope is a newly invigorated House of Representatives. We have no representation whatsoever from our elected officials. Time for we the people to take back our government by whatever means necessary is fast approaching. Approaching my butt. Gee, it better not approach my butt. They might bite. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such, my friends, has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny or tyranny over these states. And to prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. Unanimous declaration. The 13 United States of America. Published this date by Gerzeev, CanadaFreePress.com. Don't know where the man was born. Don't know if he's a national. Don't know if he was born here or came to this land from another country. Gerzeev is quite an amazingly gifted writer. Privileged to share his comments with you today. Hope that we have given it a degree of justice as he envisioned it to be. Thanks a lot, JP. Appreciate it. Yeah, I love it. These emails just keep rolling in. Hippie Biker sends me a cartoon, says, old Bozo screws up some more good jobs. Here's all the people standing in the unemployment line. Here's an astronaut. To the moon, Alice, to the moon. Oh, how many people? That's my photo. If you pay attention to where the eyes are focused, they were looking at the official photographer. Thank you, Lynn. Lynn's got a great idea. Can we offer a prize to a listener who can come up with one single thing that has improved our lives since the man moved into the White House? Think about that. Can you offer a prize to someone who can come up with one single thing that has improved since Barack Hussein Obama has moved into the White House? I don't know, but I suspect that they're going to come along there, Sapphire, that we can certainly find one thing that done improve since the man done move out of the White House. I don't know. You know, the comments I get from people like JP and Hippie and Lynn Marie and some of the rest of you who tend to send me these comments while on the air, they are as vitally important to this program as anything else. And why? because it shows people are listening, that maybe things I'm saying are striking a chord, a nerve with some of you. The rest of you might be picking up your duffel bags by the side of the railroad tracks, and it's got dirty laundry in it. I don't know what that had to do with anything. This stuff's just emanating from my mouth. Oh, well, we move away from that subject matter. During the last hour, as I joined Robbie Noel and Bob Chapman, our conversation turned to Switzerland. What's going on with their currencies right now? They're going to have to... It's been a while since I've been this tired. It's been a long day. Going for that final break before we head into the abyss. Gold's beginning to move back upwards again at 1568.30. Time allowing, we'll get a quick look at tonight's special offering, the Bob Chapman special, and then we'll move on. Stay here. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
583-1093. That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle I feel inside.
Oh, my God. Welcome back. I'm sitting here reading comments from a wide range of people throughout the course of the break, and some of them happen to do with the occupant of the White House, and then all of a sudden we come on with that old black magic got me in his belt. Oh, I got to get rid of that piece of music. I can't stomach it anymore. I love Sammy, man, but that piece of music has got to go, baby. Anyway, you have an opportunity this evening. As I mentioned just before the break, gold is moving back upward, as is silver in the aftermarket. When I put together this week's Bob Chapman special for Swiss 20 franc pieces, by the way, there was a kind of an insidious reason we did it. It all has to do with this discussion going on about the Swiss now beginning to discuss returning to the gold standard. And, you know, that's a strong thing. So why not, you know, let's not mess with Swiss francs paper form or Swiss annuities. Let's buy the real thing. And we put together this package, which is posted at republictradinggroupinternational.com. You scroll down on the right-hand side. Do you see the picture of a little golden treasure chest? You know, the top's partway open. There's little gold coins flashing inside, and it says, this week's treasure hunt. Well, guess where I stole that ad from? I stole the image from Costco because it was perfect. Well, fact of the matter is we posted a rather lengthy offering of these Swiss 20 franc pieces for those of you looking for gold. And you'll find that at the time the prices range from $320 a coin in lots of 100 up to a high of $333 a coin. And fact of the matter is because there's been so much upward movement in gold today, not the $1,555 price tag that I calculated at last night, but it's currently at $1,568-something. So you got to figure at least a $2.50 increase per coin flat across the board. Whether you're buying one coin or 100 coins or 1,000 coins, doesn't make any difference. Interesting things cooking overnight. Take a look at the special offering, 1-800-691-7898. Don't know how readily available to talk I will be tonight, but do go to the website if you have an interest in the special offering, or if you're looking for something other than what's posted, call me, send me an email. Send me an email at gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com, and I'll respond. I'll answer your questions, and we'll go from there. So it's been a long day, and I know that I am probably going to wind up catching some Z's for an hour or so after I get off the program. But if you've got an interest in the package, shoot us an email. We'll be glad to respond. We'll get back to you. My good buddy Ivan Santiago is out there in New York. First time I've seen you here in a long time, my good friend. It's really good to see you. It's been way too long since we talked. The jazz man singing, Mel Torme. All that jazz. It's time for me to go. Thanks for sharing your valuable time with me tonight. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
That suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got?
Ever climbing as the dollar